This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Pakistan's government and an outlawed radical Islamist party reached an agreement to end a violent 10-day rally calling for the closure of France's embassy and the release of the party's leader. Neither Pakistan's foreign minister nor a religious leader who took part in the talks gave any details of that agreement at a news conference in the capital. Thousands of supporters on the outlawed Tehreek-e-Bayek Pakistan party marched from Lahore toward Islamabad. They were demanding the expulsion of France's envoy to Pakistan over the publication of caricatures of Islam's Prophet Muhammad in France. Marchers clashed with police at several points along the way. At least 7 police officers and 4 demonstrators were killed. It wasn't immediately clear Sunday when the party would end its rally. Thousands of supporters halted their march about 185 kilometers from the capital Friday after roads and bridges ahead of them were blocked. Paramilitary rangers were deployed to stop the protesters from continuing toward the capital. G20 leaders meeting in Rome have agreed to work to reach carbon neutrality by around mid-century and pledged to end financing for coal plants abroad by the end of the year. However, they failed to agree on phasing out coal domestically. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres wrote on Twitter that I leave Rome with my hopes unfulfilled, but at least they are not buried. This is VOA News. The U.S. Air Force has flown B-1B strategic bomber over key maritime choke points in the Mideast with allies, including Israel. The Air Force said Sunday that the flight a day earlier comes amid ongoing tensions with Iran as its nuclear deal with world powers remains in tatters. The B-18 Lancer bomber flew Saturday over the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf, through which 20% of all oil trade passes. It also flew over the Red Sea and a narrow strait in Egypt's canal. Bahrain, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia also took part. Iranian officials did not immediately acknowledge the flight. White House officials say that U.S. President Joe Biden had very constructive talks with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Rome on Sunday, and simmering tensions and strategic disagreements between Washington and Ankara. A senior Biden administration official told reporters that the president made clear his desire to have constructive relations with Turkey and to find an effective way to manage disagreements. The official said topics of discussion included Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, the South Caucasus, climate, human rights, as well as Turkey's request to purchase U.S. F-16 fighter jets. China has reactivated a direct air trade link with Afghanistan in a bid to assist the war-ravaged neighbors, new Taliban rulers, in dealing with a deepening economic and humanitarian crisis. A cargo plane carrying 45 tons of pine nuts Sunday flew out from Kabul for Chinese markets, marketing the restoration of the commercial corridor after the Islamist Taliban seized control of Afghanistan in August. Washington and the global community at large have not granted legitimacy to the Taliban administration. The U.S. has blocked its access to about $10 billion in Afghan assets parked largely with the U.S. Federal Reserve. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.